Then a Hip Hop album review, The Roots, and then you shoot your cousin. But before we get into the review, make sure you go follow everything Then a Hip Hop. I'm talking about, if you haven't gone to the website, you're messing up. So go to thenahiphop.com. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter, and not just the crew individually, and including everybody that's behind the scenes too. So make sure you go follow Sire Music, make sure you go follow Rock, and make sure you go follow our very own Megan. And also Penzo, what up, homie? But yeah, The Roots, and Then You Shoot Your Cousin. Listening to this album, you know, again and again, I was like, yo, this is not even hip hop. Like it's so much bigger. It just seemed like a Broadway musical or play. Like, and it seems like every song was just like a different scene that you can go to. I think to call them either a hip hop band or this being a hip hop album, I think we're boxing them in too much in that regard. Because to me, this album, it's way bigger than hip hop, man. And now going back to the hip hop elements, man, like Black Thought, man, like this dude, I see why B has him in his Mount Rushmore, man. I've never been a really big Roots fan like that. I've always, you know, liked what they've done, but like this one right here, Black Thought really even opened my eyes even more to him as an MC, mainly because like on the Dark, just the way he's flowing perfectly on these joints, you know what I'm saying? I think he changed his flow like 3-4 times, you know, within that long ass verse that he had. Every time I hear Black Thought, I'm never bored, you know what I'm saying? Whether it be because of the content or because of how he's flowing and just the music behind it, man, it's just perfect. And I know I said on The Roots Undone, that was almost a perfect album. I don't know how you outdo that, but man, this shit is fucking close. Because to me, this was more than music. Like on The Coming, you know what I'm saying? The way I took that was, like, The Coming, I thought, like, I took it as death. You know what I'm saying? Death coming for you. And the way that the singer, I know I'm gonna probably butcher it now, I'm not even gonna say her name, but the singer on there, and then, you know, the piano at the end, the way that it brings out so many emotions in you, you know, like being scared, being frazzled, like running for something, and how she keeps singing, like, you know, you don't even know that it's coming, you know? So, yo, this album overall, I thought it was an excellent album, mainly because it deals with a lot of the stuff that happens in inner city, and you get it from different perspectives. You know what I'm saying? You get different characters portrayed by Black Thought, portrayed the other guy that's on The Dark. I don't have this feature.
That's wrong. Great point.
Yeah, you know, like, yo, this album, man. I don't, you know, I put it to you like this: if we were doing our top five of the year, this one might be number one, but because it's so much bigger than hip hop, I don't even know if I could put it on a hip hop list. But this shit was just—it was amazing to me, man. Just musically, it was just amazing. It was astounding. So definitely, I don't know if I bump this in the whip. Like, to me, this is like that museum music. This is stuff that like I think is like timeless. Like, it's not trendy. It's not anything. I feel like you could always go back and listen to it, man. But another fucking amazing project from The Roots.
This album, creatively and artistically, I thought was excellent, man. And I think for me, I think they did outdo Undone. I think with this, because they took a completely different approach with this album compared to what they did before in the past. While it's not necessarily a concept album, I think they're calling it more as a satire about different things. I've even heard them, you know, describe it as kind of like an opera, and when I first listened to it, that's kind of the feel that I got from the music that they crafted on this album. And I'm perfectly okay with leaving them in hip-hop, and I think we should leave them in hip-hop, because I don't feel that it's boxing them in. I think what they're doing and what they have done with this album is they're expanding the box, and I think that they can help bring more creativity into hip-hop with some of the work that they're doing. Granted, they are one of the only groups one of the few groups in hip hop that are able to do this, because they do have a full-fledged band. So they are able to expand on what they do. They have an outstanding lyricist in Black Thought, and we all know that their musicianship is top-notch. Let's leave them in hip hop so it can continue to challenge hip hop to break outside of the current trends, training rap and stuff that they're doing now. When you go back to what you were saying about The Coming, and if you look at the track that preceded that, they had kind of like that noisy type sound where they kind of came in with Daz Array, and I probably said that totally wrong, but what they did was that if they came in and they had all of this noise and it was just real loud, and it kind of shocks you, and you're listening to it, it kind of rattles you a little bit. And then right after that, they come with this beautiful song with The Coming. And it's all, you know, real, real light, and it's, you know, she's talking about running from the sun. I think that's what she's talking about, she's running from the sun. So it's a complete contrast to the song that was before it. But then right when you get to the end of the song, they come back in with something completely different. It kind of breaks you out of that comfort zone that you were in before. And then the album just go completely dark again with I think Raheem Devon, with the song Raheem Devon.
Unravel.
So it did that. And then with the last track,
Tomorrow,
it came back to another sound musically, sonically, that's different from what you heard. But then at the end of that, it brings you right, it breaks it up all up again.
Dang.
Man, dang. They put their foot in this shit. Because you just, I did not expect this, and you know, as a guy, and I think, you know, I put this to the room, we all grew up in a household where our parents played different forms of music, whether it's jazz or you know, the metal stuff that you were listening to, classical stuff and all the other stuff. We were able to listen to it a wide assortment of different sounds, whereas, you know, today, I don't know if that's the case. I can't speak for this generation, but because of that, when I'm listening to this album, because of different things that was played in my household, for them to take all of that and to package it into one, you know, it creates a even firmer appreciation for what they did and what they have done with this album. So I absolutely love this album. And I know last week I said on Pharoah Monch that was my favorite album. This shit right here, that was before I heard this shit. This shit right here, man. This shit is gold. This shit right here.
With every album, they're never repetitive. They're always evolving as a band and as a group. Black Thought, my only gripe, I wanted more Black Thought. I wanted more Black Thought. More Black Thought,
that.
Huh?
You always say that.
I wanted more. It wasn't enough. It was even less Black Thought on this album than Undone, in my opinion. I was just like, really? And then each song he give you like one verse, which was great. It was a little toned down because it was more in tune to the concept. But yeah, I just thought it was a little too. I thought it was actually too short, if you ask me. Too short. Like, it wasn't enough songs. You agree, don't you? Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, you got something else.
Yeah. See,
no.
I got it out.
That was by intent, because what they were saying is that they wanted you to digest it all in one sitting. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to keep it, you know, short, within 33 to 35 minutes, however long it is, so that you can actually sit with it and listen to it as a full body of work. Because one of the things that they were saying was that, you know, people just, we're in this iTunes single, you know, society, hip hop society right now. So that's why they made it that short.
Every album I listen to, I'll be like, damn, how they going, like, you know, How I Got Over. It's like, okay, what they going to do next? Then they fucking drop Undone. I'm like, damn. And I'm like, what the fuck they going to do next? So then they come up with this album again. I'm like, damn.
What's the end of this one?
What the fuck they going to do next? I'm being real. You know what I mean? Like, what can they come up with next? How are they going to evolve again to come up with something fresh? If they do, if y'all watching this, Black Thought, give me like about like fucking 3 or 4 verses per track or something like that. Something, because I need more Black Thought. That's just my only negative about it. I love this album, though. This is a great album. Roots have always been able to just always... I'm blank, drawing a blank like can ass shit. They just, damn. they always evolving, man. This is like, it's crazy. I love it, man. I love this album. This, I don't know if this is like number one, but you know, I enjoy it, but it's not like, oh my God, this is like breathtaking. But I really love this album. I just wish I had more Black Thought, and just, I think, go away from concept albums now. I think the next album should just be, just make some, give me, show that band, give me some dope, give me some dope tracks. Give me a whole bunch of dope tracks. Let Black Thought be Black Thought. Get Madlib B on a couple of tracks, and Dice Raw, let them do their thing. And hey, I'm happy. One thing I can say about this album.
The whole thing, hey?
Yeah, one thing I can say about this album, I think this album is their most, I guess, it sounds so much live instrumentation I can think of since the I'm pronounced it so wrong. Yeah. Since that album, this is their most like live instrumentation sounding album since that album, and I love it. I absolutely love it. I was like, yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Cause on Dark Trinity, the way that drum and them snare, I mean, it was like it was like you were just sitting there live listening to them right in the room in the concert. I'm like, damn, this shit sounds amazing. So overall, I love this album. This album was great. I don't know if this is my number one or nothing like that, but it's a great album overall. It's an enjoyable listen.
This is not what I expected after Undone. I like how they're getting more and more and more avant-garde with every single release. Like, they're moving, like kind of like FIFO said, they're moving away from making standard hip-hop albums, even though they've never really made standard hip-hop albums, but they're just getting more and more, for lack of a better term, artsy with every project. But this one I enjoyed a lot. I think it was an interesting choice to have a lot more singing than rapping on this. I didn't expect that either. I kind of agree with B. I would have liked to hear Black Thought a little bit more, even though every verse that he was on, he just fucking killed it. And you know, Porn has never been my favorite aspect of The Roots. Even though, I mean, I kind of consider him part of the group anyway, because he's on every album. But he did his thing. Dice Raw did his thing. I liked a lot of the singing on this. I liked that it wasn't so much a direct concept album like Undone. I liked that it was more of a commentary than a concept. I thought that the commentary, like what the whole thing circled around, was pretty basic. It was a pretty basic idea. People living in the hood, the struggles they go through. You know, anybody could have really covered that, but I thought that they did a really good job with this. Now, as far as it being better than Undone, in my opinion, I don't think it is. With Undone, when I put that record on, I'm immediately sucked in. Not just to the music, but I'm drawn into the actual story, the life of the protagonist, everything. Everything pulls me into that album.
And it's backwards.
Yeah, and it's just like, I feel like I'm listening to every aspect of that album. With this album, I feel like I was just focusing more on the musical aspect of it. You know, I loved the swooning, the brooding pianos, the strings, the way they orchestrated everything. I loved that about it, and it was a really good listen, but it didn't suck me in and hold me the way Undone did. I think I just liked this in a different way than I liked Undone. Some of my favorite tracks, of course, was Never. That, like, when that came on and Black Thought started spitting, because at first I was like, man, this chick is singing all weird. She sounds like a little girl.
Yeah.
And then when you get into what Black Thought's talking about, okay, he's supposed to be the voice of a kid. It makes sense. But one line on here where he said that shit about waiting on Superman, losing all patience, I was like, that is such a dope ass. Like, did anybody ever see that movie, Waiting on Superman?
I never seen
it. Y'all know it was a movie?
I don't know.
Like, see, listening, that's what I love about Black Thought. Like, you listen to a line that, oh, he's waiting on Superman. Waiting on Superman to come save him. Huh? Nah, it's like a movie about fucked up you probably seen it, right?
Yeah.
Daughter,
yeah.
Figured. it's about the fucked up education system in the United States. So when you hear him say that, waiting on Superman, losing all patience, getting wasted on an everyday basis, I was like, man, that's such a dope ass line for Black Thought to throw in there. The Devil was an interesting track. You probably like that song, like an old Negro spiritual. That's probably
the Devil for Lord.
But that was an interesting thing to throw. Your iPod, all kinds of fucked up, dog. Like, I can't even.
Yeah, man, you gonna take your.
I'm just saying. About it. Anyway, sorry, B. But yeah, The Coming, I agree with you. I thought that track was brilliant. And I did not expect all that shit to come rushing in, like almost to the end of the track, and then for it to go back to that really, it's not, I don't even say it was pretty, just that dark,
it was really
creepy
dark.
Sound, and then the way it rolled right into the dark was just perfect. But yeah, I think this is probably one of their most cohesive albums without it being a concept, and I think that was a really interesting aspect of this album. I thought the closer, Tomorrow, was actually interesting because it's like the only semi-happy track on the whole album.
Yeah.
So it's like when you're listening to that, you're like, okay, they're talking about all of this heavy shit that goes on in these areas. And it's like, damn, there's no hope at all on this album until you get to the end. It's like, all right, that's it.
Yep.
There's a very, very, very small light at the end of this fucked up ass tunnel. So yeah, I thought this was a great album. This is just me speaking personally. I'm not, you know, dogging any of y'all. This is definitely not my number one album, but I think this was very well done. And I agree with Ken. There's absolutely no reason to say this isn't a hip hop album. Stretch hip hop as much as you can. And these guys are doing that without being like, you have the really experimental shit. You have Death Grips and all that. These guys are doing the same type of shit that Death Grips is doing. They're just doing it in a different way. They're totally changing your perception of what rap music is supposed to be. They've always kind of done that, but this one, I really feel like they stretched it the most, and I can appreciate that. So yeah, I really enjoyed this.
Like, what's next? You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, what? What the fuck is next?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? The only thing I can think of that would be next is they need to put this shit and make it into like an actual play or something. Because I saw the same interview that Ken saw where he was talking about this is more like an opera. Mm. And I think when you listen to this, it makes sense because it's not directly throwing the story in your face. You have to kind of figure out and decipher different certain things. And I think that's why they used more singing.
If you ever read that essay that Questlove did, how hip-hop failed black
the one that he's doing on Vulture, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's kind of what the point he was trying to drive home, that nobody really wants to talk about this stuff anymore. And
Kendrick Lamar,
yeah, Kendrick Lamar, great. Who else? Nobody else is really talking about this. Like, he's talking about the flip side of what's popular to talk about with hip-hop, especially taking that these guys are extraordinarily successful on Jimmy Fallon, all this stuff. You wouldn't expect them to still be like, we're not talking about all the money we have. We're not talking about all the success we have. We want you to focus on these people that don't have the shit we have, that will probably never have the shit we have. This is hood news, like we've been missing and talking about for so long.
And Black,
hood news
and Black Thought is a perfect MC to bring it to you too. I mean, his vivid wordplay, man, is like crazy. And they focus on the music.
Yeah.
No, it's about the music. Shit, damn all that other shit.
I didn't think that they could outdo Undone, but in my opinion, I think they did. Like I said during the review, I don't know if I'm bumping like all of this stuff in the loop. I'm definitely bumping Never, The Dark, The Coming. But you know, some of these super musical joints, I don't know how I feel about bumping in the whip. Have I? Yes. But it's not, you know, an album that I'm just, you know, I need to play when I'm driving. I think that this is definitely one more when I'm sitting down, you know, to just kind of enjoy it a little bit more. But yo, like this album is like, it's perfect, man. Just, you know, musically, lyrically, just everything. They really brought it together and they really made it vivid, you know, just from how you feel and how you interpret it. Musically and you know from Black Thought as well, man. This shit's dope as fuck, man.
They're taking what they do and they're trying to expand on it from not necessarily a comfort zone, but they just want to be artists and create art. And this is a good way to create a piece of art, and I can appreciate that. Everybody should pick this album up and support these guys. I'm looking forward to going to check them out. I'm going to the Roots Picnic, so I'm looking forward to actually watching them perform this live. So and I think that's gonna be a real treat, so go cop this album.
Unique, always evolving, always fresh, always, like Ken said, reinventing themselves. I just need more Black Thought, but overall I love this album. Please buy this. And I think people, to your point, I think you know, y'all know you keep saying kids need to listen to this. You gotta have a degree of maturity to listen to this and really digest this album, I think. You know, it's not for your immature listen. Not saying that all the, you know, diss to the kids and like that, but this is not an immature listen, man. So you have to really listen to this at a degree of maturity and really appreciate the music that's going on in this, and the MCing on here is like, oh, incredible. Black Thought is always incredible. Favorite MC, Black Thought, Roots, love it. This is, buy this album, get it, pick it up.
I do think a young kid could totally understand this album. I think it would be harder to get them to listen to Undone and get it. But this one, I think it's a little bit of a simpler concept. But musically, what they did on this album, I think is really, really interesting for a hip-hop group, a hip-hop band. And that alone, in my opinion, makes it an incredible album. So, like B keeps saying, I'm really interested to see what they're gonna do next, where they're gonna take their sound next, what can they possibly incorporate after this. So yeah,
give this a shot, especially you guys that like avant-garde hip-hop. Give it a listen, see if you like it. And Roots, god damn it, man. Keep making albums like this. Keep stretching the boundaries of hip-hop. I love it. So, that's it.